You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. The St. Lucie Estuary got a lot of attention this summer. Just this week, Martin County health officials lifted an advisory for waters near Sandsprit Park in Port Salerno and the Stewart Sandbar, thanks to decreased bacteria levels. An advisory continues for water near the Roosevelt Bridge and Layton Park in Palm City. High death rates have been recorded in dolphins and manatees in Brevard County in the Indian River. And it's not just here.
Every estuary, it pretty much is the same in the sense they have the same problems, agricultural runoff or the impacts of population re-engineering, new inlets, new causeways.
Ken Johnson is a senior scientist with the Monterey Bay Aquarium and Research Institute.
The huge commonality is that each estuary has each of those knobs of impact tuned a little bit differently, but they're all suffering or being exposed basically to the same set of problems. And as you understand how each of these works, we can have a common approach to all the estuaries.
Johnson is on the steering committee of an international panel of experts, which wrapped up a three-day workshop this week at Harbor Branch Oceanographic Institute at Florida Atlantic University called Our Global Estuary. One conclusion is the importance of engaging the community in estuary preservation. One of the best ways to do that, according to Dr. Antonio Baptista, director of the Institute of Environmental Health, is to reach out to children.
Formal education mechanisms as well as through informal education mechanisms. Some of those education mechanisms include citizen science, include giving the citizenry the opportunity to collect data and therefore own data and therefore learn about the science problems that they are dealing with. It's a long-term process. We are taking small steps.
Another very important way to engage the community, according to oceanographer Doug Wilson of Annapolis, Maryland, is technology and, of course, social media.
When Superstorm Sandy came through the region, of course, it didn't even impact Chesapeake Bay tremendously, but we had 1.5 million web hits and of people looking at the data. There's a lot of power to real-time data to engage the population watching things happen.
So now that the workshop has concluded, what's the next step? Dr. Baptista says, as with any scientific meeting, of course there will be a report generated. But seriously, he says plans are in the works to keep looking ahead globally.
The next step is to take these concepts at an international level and validate our belief that this is truly a fairly global problem that is a priority for many countries.
Within a year, the organization expects to hold another workshop, this one outside of the United States. They'll also be working toward demonstration projects to tackle common issues without reinventing the wheel. If you'd like to find out more about the Our Global Estuary Initiative, we'll have a link on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.